Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, President Donald Trump was in Japan over the weekend, but took the opportunity to give an update on how the trade talks are going between the U.S. and China. The simple fact is, they're not. Here's President Donald Trump from the AP.
As far as China is concerned, they wouldn't make a deal. I think they probably wish they made the deal that they had on the table before they tried to renegotiate it. They would like to make a deal. We're not ready to make a deal, and we're taking in tens of billions of dollars of tariffs, and that number could go up very, very substantially, very easily. But I think sometime in the future, China and the United States will absolutely have a great trade deal, and we look forward to that. I think that we are very much discussing different things with Japan. We have an unbelievably large imbalance, as you know, trade imbalance, which has been there for many, many years, Japan having the big advantage. They are brilliant business people, brilliant negotiators, and put us in a very tough spot. But I think we will have a deal with Japan. Likewise, I think we will have a deal with China sometime into the future. Many companies are leaving China right now because of the tariffs. China is subsidizing a lot of industry because, you know, foolishly some people said that the American taxpayer is paying the tariffs of China. No. It's not that way. They're paying a small percentage, but our country is taking in billions and billions of dollars. Our farmers, out of all of that money, the tens of billions of dollars, we're giving a relatively small percentage to our farmers, who have really been a focal point of what's gone on with trade.
President Trump says he is expected to meet with his Chinese counterpart next month at the G20 meeting in Japan. Well, it's already been a wicked weather year in 2019, from late season blizzards, cold weather, flooding, tornadoes, and now the forecast, the hurricane outlook is out for 2019. What do we expect? Here is Stephanie Ho and USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
The official hurricane season starts June 1st.
Early indications are that the continuation of El Nino into the summer months will impact the hurricane season.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey starts with the Atlantic Basin.
There is a 70% likelihood of a near or below average number of Atlantic tropical storms during 2019. Expectations are for 9 to 15 named storms, 4 to 8 hurricanes.
The opposite situation is expected in the Pacific Basin.
For the same reason, the expected continuation of El Nino, we're expecting a 70% likelihood of above normal activity. And that puts us in the expectation of 15 to 22 named storms and 8 to 13 hurricanes.
Pacific storms tend to make landfall in Mexico, but also affect the western and central parts of the country. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And corn and soybean production in the United States for 2019 will be lower than the USDA estimate and also lower than the 2018 yield because of continued wet weather throughout a number of key states. That is according to the new AccuWeather analysis. The next 2 weeks are critical for corn planting, according to AccuWeather senior meteorologist Jason Nichols. Most intended corn crops not planted by June 4th will likely go to soybeans or be left unplanted. Corn planting is at 49% as of May 20th in 18 key states. That is according to the latest USDA crop progress report. The five-year average is 80% of the corn in those states planted by that time. The next crop progress report is due out this week. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.